This show.
Oh, Expo. Yeah.
I wasn't supposed to say that.
Yeah, dump all that.
Anywho.
No, don't.
She plays her pieces of me when she goes out there the first time. It goes off well. No problems there, you know? Mm-hmm. Everyone's pleased. They go, wow, this chick's, you know, she's got something.
Probably sounded just like the album. It
yeah,
was so
man,
good.
So clean, so crisp, so clear.
She's really talented.
Yeah, probably had no trouble equating her live sound with what she got in the studio, huh?
So she comes out for her second song, and the host...
Jude Law.
Jude Law. Almost called him Jacques Reeves.
That's weird.
Jude Law comes out and he says, and once again, Ashley Simpson. Well, she's standing there and she's getting ready to bust into whatever song she's going to play. Well, her technical people back there decide to fire off the DAT player and they start playing Pieces of Me again, which is the song she'd already sang. So
why do they need to fire off anything?
Not only did they play the wrong song, they're letting everybody into the little secret that she lip syncs. Which I could not believe it when I saw it, her reaction.
All right, now wait a minute. We don't know that she was lip syncing, do we?
Yeah. What do you mean? The first time?
Well, I mean, she was using, you know, assisted music.
And vocals.
Because are we sure of this?
Michael, the vocals, on the second performance when she came back out, she's
the
ready.
Vocals started?
The yeah. vocals yes. started, and she's got the mic down around her waist.
And picks it up real quick. And
then kind of puts it back down.
And then she puts it back down. She's like, well, I just did this song. And she turns around and looks at her band like,
what are you guys doing?
Holy crap.
Yeah, so you hear the vocals get faded. I mean, immediately. She is not singing. She never even had the mic to her mouth, really.
Yeah.
And they fade the vocals down, and the band starts trying to play a different song.
And then she did the craziest dance ever.
So here it is. This is what happened live Saturday night. What I'm considering the biggest meltdown in the history of live television, Ashley Simpson.
Once again, Ashley Simpson.
Panicking now. She's staring at the band now. You can barely hear the vocals back there still. Now she's dancing around. She doesn't know what to do.
Just panicking.
Panicking. I mean, think about it.
Because she's not talented enough just to start singing.
Then, right about now, walks off stage, and there's her band doing this. And they'll let it play out, because they let this play.
So the cameras are focusing in on the guitar players, and they're not even playing close to what you're hearing.
No. Off chord-wise.
Yeah, guys are way up on the neck, and there's nothing like that going on.
Cuts off. They fade to a picture of Jude Law, and they go to commercial.
They just cut it off short
yes.
like that?
Yes.
They just went to, you know, those little stills that they have of the host that
yeah.
they segue
there was no
in
attempt
and out
to fade
of,
it down or anything
no,
like that?
It just stopped just like that.
Wow.
Can you imagine how bad you would feel if you're in that band, one, because those guys, they can play, obviously. There's a bunch of hired guns she had that the label picked out of a crowd. But she, I feel sorry for her.
I don't.
I don't feel sorry for her a bit because she's a singer. And don't singers sing? Why does she need to lip sync anywhere?
Because she is a prepackaged
piece of
little
crap.
Crappy slut that the record label thinks
right.
they can mold into some superstar.
Oh, no, that's
and they did. And she was
going,
outed
Orby.
For it. I mean,
keep
she's
going.
Just... Yeah, she's no better than Manili...
Or Manili
Vanilli.
Manili Vanilli. No, she's not. She's the same thing.
I agree. You know what? And if you're going to be on live television, just play live. Because
right.
there's always the opportunity. If you're going to use something recorded, there's always the opportunity for a meltdown. And if
always.
That happens on live television, you're effed.
I don't understand that if you're a singer and you're an entertainer, then go out there and sing and entertain.
I know.
I mean, why do you need to deceive?
She was ripped so bad when she played at the MTV Music Awards before the show started. She played live, literally, and was ripped. And everyone said she was off key and it was just a bad performance overall. So she decided to do this, I guess, every time she played. Now, after the show, or you know at the end of the show when the host comes out with the entire cast, thank you so much, we love you. Well, Jude Law comes out, looks at the camera, and goes, what can I say, folks? Live TV. So then Ashley blamed, this is right after the show, she has to meet with the press. They're all over, obviously, and she says, I feel so bad. My band just started playing the wrong song, and I didn't know what to do, so I thought I'd do a hoedown. I'm sorry. It's live TV. Things happen. I'm sorry.
If you haven't seen this video yet, the thing that will really jump out at you when you first see it is the goofy dance.
Right.
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
You know what? Right there, that is, my career is over. I don't know what to do.
No, this isn't going to hurt her career. I don't think it will.
Nah, this won't hurt her.
I mean, because
her audience doesn't care about something like that.
You know, the shelf life on her was going to be about a year or 2 years anyway.
Well, just 2 months ago, she gave an interview to Lucky Magazine and said this about lip syncing. I'm totally against it and offended by it. I'm going to let my real talent show, not just stand there and dance around. Personally, Personally, I'd never lip sync. It's just not me.
Boy, that's going to come back.
Simpson's official website has been flooded with more than 10,000 posts, every one of them negative.
Read one, a couple of those.
They're just calling her fraud. I mean, that's all it is.
It's deception.
She's a joke.
It's deception is all you're doing. And you're just insulting the intelligence of your fans.
And then she had to respond after 10,000. She finally got fed up. In a post titled, I'm Trying, she wrote, seriously, I don't sleep. This is her excuse because she basically admitted to it. She says, seriously, I don't sleep much for a start. And with flying from A to B and flying all over the effing place, it's just getting to me. And it showed. Joke is on me. You seem to enjoy it. I know what I said in Lucky, but when I got as worn out and beaten down as I do, sometimes I don't have the energy or the voice left. I've almost lost it due to nonstop moving about, so it's the only option.
She had enough energy to dance a jig.
Right. Bitch.
Oh, Mike.
That's going to be my excuse at future petty theft gigs.
That's a funny story.
Boy, what a wonderful tale.
You know what? And it serves them right. It serves those record companies right.
Oh, yeah.
And why would anybody want to buy anything that she puts out?
You know why?
Anymore?
Because she appeals to stupid kids.
Why do you want to call kids stupid?
Because they are.
Let me tell you something about the kid.
Every kid who buys an Ashley Simpson record realizes, and the same thing with her sister, Brittany,
or
Jessica. What? Who cares? It's the same human, all molded into one. If they buy that, they realize 2 years afterwards that they were idiots.
There's no question.
That when they turn 15, 16, 17, whenever they grow out of this, they're like, oh, my God.
What was I thinking?
What a Zippo I was. And then they turn to their parents and think, why did you let me do that?
I blame this on the parents.
I do, too.
If you allow your kids to have an Ashley Simpson record, you're a bad parent. Damn it.
But wouldn't you rather listen to that than some rap where they're talking about killing people and doing dope and all that?
Yeah.
Man, I heard a song the other night that I was just absolutely astounded by.
Norm song?
Yeah, Norm.
What?
What?
I can't say the name of it.
Where'd you hear it?
I heard it at a place I was at. Bastard Bitch.
Oh, so you did go to the Reconsider Lounge, huh?
Anyway, this had everything. This had every.
Play it again.
Bastard Bitch.
Wow.
You think what that's emphatic?
That is genius.
Emphatic, right? I'll tell you boys at the break here.
All right.
So it was. Well, you can't even explain what happened.
It was like nasty, nasty word. Man, it had everything.
Who was it?
I don't know.
Was it rap?
Was it a
yes,
rap song?
Yes, it was a rap song.
Killing cops, doing drugs.
Everything. Puff! It had every sexual word you can think of in there. It had the N-word in there. It had everything.
Was your daughter there?
No.
Oh, good.
But I don't know, the way everybody was acting, it was like, hey,
no big
very
deal.
Common song that they hear all the time.
Is this that fundraiser for Pete Sessions?
What? Kevin Scott.
Wait, don't we need to give equal time now to Martin Frost?
Right.
There, we just did.
Hey, the cost of Frost.
It's true.
What else?
Oh, that's did you right. go? I know you had a big morning this morning, didn't you?
No, well, no, not really.
Now, you're going to stand there and
about?
Lie to me. You're going to look me and the hammer in the eye and lie and say you didn't have a big morning.
I had a no bigger a morning than I normally have. What was I supposed to do?
All right.
Come on, Mike.
Just Mike.
Own up to it.
With about 5,000
All right.
Other people.
Okay. No, I did not go.
Mike,
look, I am not
others.
A fan of this, okay?
We're
this is getting
City
totally
Hall
out of hand.
Today,
I was not.
Watching a taping of The View. You're standing there in your View jumpsuit, spinning around in circles, sparklers in hand.
Right, nipple tassels.
Nipple tassels.
Just screaming
going.
Out for joy to look at your sparkler.
No, I was not.
Going.
I was not. It's not funny. Stupid.
Your handler got you out of your rascal. He's holding you up.
I have neither a handler nor a rascal.
Yes, you do.
You kept honking the Dixie horn on it, trying to get Star's attention.
Well, The View was down there today at City Hall.
Why were they here?
I don't know.
So there was 5,000 fat ice cream pizza-eating frows surrounding him.
Right.
And Mike.
With nothing to do. Can you imagine this morning at breakfast? All those cows telling their husbands what they were going to go do.
Snape.
They Hold shoved up. Down about eight
Boy,
waffles.
Boy, now that is abrasive. They shoved out eight waffles and
yeah.
didn't go.
And then like got one of those whipped cream things and squirted a whole one into their mouth. Put on
Any
their
hot bitches.
Yeah, I don't know, Danny. I doubt it.
Maybe take a sack of pancakes just for the ride over
right,
there.
Right, a sack of pancakes. Put on their onesie
soccer mom
mono fat suit.
Pop in the minivan.
Why those cows
so
tell their husbands, I'm going to The View, huh?
Yep.
Why
those
are you
husbands
so hard
are
on
so glad that Neil Diamond and Barbara Streisand aren't coming here.
Right, and that they
Why
didn't have
so
to go.
They got out of that. There might be nice women that are raising respectable kids and are good wives. I mean,
their
why are you calling them?
Had to go to
why
their
are you calling them cows? That's
number,
unfair.
Number crunching jobs, you know.
Greg, you're the
to...
one that just said they brought a sack of pancakes with them.
No, I didn't mean it.
I mean, you're so hard on them, man. Yeah, they bring a sack of pancakes.
I just think it's just totally unfair that you
Well, then
come on
stop
here
bringing up sacks of pancakes.
Right. Stop
you're not
drilling
allowed.
Gasoline
You're
on
the one who gave us this, Grego.
Big, fat lady.
Yeah,
right?
But that was one specific whore, cow.
God almighty.
Who was I talking about?
I don't know.
Oh,
anybody
boy.
Remember where that came from?
No.
Who was I talking about?
But I'm glad you said it. I'm really glad you said it. And the Dave Matthews Band paid $100,000 to two Chicago environmental organizations.
That they pooped on?
Yes, because of their...
Oh, I thought they didn't do that.
They did. They still say they didn't do it, but you know what? They have so much money.
He seemed to poo-poo.
Remember, the story was they dumped up to 800 pounds of human waste into the Chicago River this summer.
You mean poop?
Well, yeah, that's what human waste is.
And tinkle.
Yes. And they said it was, the city wanted $70,000, and Dave Matthews Band gave him a $100,000 check today to help clean it up. So that was a good move.
Would that be worth it on your part to get all that dumped on you for $100,000?
Well, you don't get any money. If you personally had the poop dumped on you, you don't get a dime.
Poo-poo.
Oh, it went to the city.
This goes to the environmental cleanup deal. Okay. This doesn't go to, like, lawsuits or anything or one particular poop victim.
Poop. But would you take that for 100 grand, getting all that dumped on you? What is that, 800 pounds?
No, I wouldn't do that.
800 pounds of poop?
800, Grego, that's a gorilla's worth of poop dumped on you.
No, that's what, hey, you know what? $100,000, a lot of money.
No.
I don't want a poo-poo.
So you're going to get 100, you're going to get 800?
You would?
I might think about it.
Poo-poo.
You know, you just run, take a shower, you're okay. You're kind of gross in the beginning, but then you'd have a check for 100 grand.
True. All right, that's E! News.
Entertainment news. It's not for everybody, but if your butt hurts, try it. All right, Cowboy Talk next.